Welcome to I Am The God Podcast.
Welcome to the I Am The God Podcast. My name is Mariam Jam. I'm delighted to introduce you to our beautiful and strong, amazing girls from the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya.
Welcome to the Angelina Jolie Primary School in Kakuma refugee camp.
I'm Nigo Kumayen.
I'm Tiba Kakozi.
I'm Abual Malweth.
Welcome all.
Nigok, what have you learned through I Am The God?
What I've learned through I Am The God is much more than expected. Through I Am The God, I've come to learn how to speak. I've come to learn that I have a voice of my own. I can defend myself, stand in front of people and talk and speak out what I have. And I Am The God has been helping me to improve in my studies and also in my co-curriculum activities. I never knew that I was good at using a laptop, but now I can code, use a laptop, type messages and do quite a lot of things. Play games from the computer, do Skype lessons and so many things. So I Am The God is making a greater change. And also on climate action, I've come to learn the importance of trees, how important our environment is. There's more that I've learned how to interact with people from different sides of the world. When we learn, we get to know more of the unexpected. So through I Am The God, we are emerging the best.
Like some of us here in our school, here in Angelina Jolie, not only in our school, here in the camp, many girls never knew public speaking. And now, many girls are raised and they can speak in front of many people. And I think it has made a big improvement here in the camp. I think girls know that they have rights and their voice. Some of our parents in the community never had the access to school. And this is because of gender equality. Now most of us know about gender equality. And it is the theme of today. And I think it will help many of us in future because for us now we have quality education. I Am The God is very important because it is helping us to change the community.
Nigok, yes. Why is it important to learn coding?
To learn coding is more important because you get to know how to resolve your issues in life. When we start learning coding, it's like being given birth into, being born again into a new world, a new family, where you come to exercise your dreams and keep up with the move. When you know how to resolve private issues and public issues, it becomes easy to associate with people, interact with people and know more about what people like. And the most important thing of interacting and all those, it is doing what will make you feel happy and will make you look okay and right than what other people will think is right for you. So through I Am The God, girls can achieve what they want. It is important for them to learn what they need and they'll turn out to be the best in everything.
Nigok, what issues can it help you resolve?
Oh, it can help me resolve an issue like maybe I have a lot of challenges and these challenges are maybe they want me to get married, but impossible.
Yeah.
They want me to get married and in my studies, those things are giving me a pressure in my studies. When I go to the teacher, maybe I'm misbehaving because some girls have influenced my behavior. And then the teacher is upset with me. I don't do my classworks and so many things. So I become depressed and I can't even move because of the compression. I'm tight to the ground. When we come to I Am The God, we get a feeling of being born. We get renewed and it's like making a new, it's like making fabric. So your life becomes a fabric and then you print your life on it. So that's what I Am The God is like. Because you will come and learn how to code. How do you code? You just see you have to type here and when you make a single mistake, you have to go back. So this one, you just go and compare it. think critical and mentally, and then you go and resolve what you had. Coding is not just a computer or using a computer, but it is also making you know your past, identify your weakness, and implementing the nature that is above you for your future so that you can emerge the best.
Although you are a refugee, it will never be written in our books, and we can make many improvements. Although we pass through many challenges, we can make very big improvements and we can be big people in the world. Like, we have many people who are sitting in big seats, but if you ask them about their life, they went through a very challenging life, and that really inspires us, and we say that although we are refugees and we are living in the camp, we can also do better things.
Tiba, I was asking that what would you like to be when you grow up?
Right now, in my head, I have many dreams, even I don't know how to choose them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, yeah, it's true. Right now, like, I want to be an climate activist.
You can,
but also I also want to join in Global Shapers.
Yeah.
But I know that when I join Global Shapers, I'll be a good climate activist. That's
mm-hmm.
what I want to be. And I also want I also want to change the world and the environment that surrounds us,
yeah.
everything in it. That's what I
want. But Tiba, you have been saying that you want to be an architect. So why change so soon?
You know, to be an architect, it was my dream. But through talking with big people, I changed it. Because I came and know that the whole world are talking about climate action. And then I was having that passion to join also them. So that's why I changed my career.
But Tiba, you can do all of them at once.
If it's possible, I'll
do. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You can do being an architect, a global shaper, and also a climate activist. When you become an architect,
yeah.
you can join the global shapers. And then from there, you'll be working as a climate activist. Tiba, you can do all as long you work. Being an architect means you design. So
yeah.
you will be designing how the environment will look when everywhere is covered with trees. Tiba, you can. Yeah,
I think it'll be possible, Anna.
It's not
thank
impossible.
You for encouraging me.
You can do all.
Yeah.
Okay. As for a ball, what would you like to be when you grow up?
For me, I have two careers, and my first career that I was thinking about is being a surgeon, and it's to help my people and to help my country and the whole world. And the second, which is very important, is I want to be a professional coder. Why? Because I think coding is interesting, and one day I'd like to sit in a big seat as a professional coder, talking to people and telling them that Mariame inspired me, and this is why I'm sitting in this seat, and I'd like to tell the world that I am really inspired by a woman, and she's really doing well, and she's helping us, the girls in the camp. And I would also like to practice technology and innovation. That's goal number 9. Without technology, we cannot have the global goals, and we cannot have a good world by 2030. And what about you, Nigok? What do you want to be in future?
What I want to be in future, I want to be a lawyer. At the same time, I'll be working, serving the community. I will also defend cases of the environment and other things. There's so many things. And encouraging people, because I'll be exposed to the media and all those things. So I'll be encouraging people to continue coding and doing some other things. I'll also be a coder, because I've started my journey of being a coder here at this moment. So for now, I've started being a coder, and I'm going to be somewhere. By the time I'll be a lawyer and also a professional coder. Being a lawyer, I'll center on both I Am The Code, technology, arts, and everything. Because I have to balance my passion and my desires and my ability. So that's why I want to be a lawyer.
Thank you for being with us. Once again, Abal Malet,
Tiba Kakozi,
Nigal Kmayen. Thank you.
Well, I hope you have been inspired like I am by listening to these amazing voices from the Kakuma refugee girls in Kenya. We hope you can join us for the next time.